This Torah was not given by some religious pontificator as the Pope of Rome. It was given by the mouth of Yah as he spoke unto Moshe. That's what it was given by. This word that we have beheld and seen and felt. It was not birthed by some mythical form or some religious type of order. It was birthed by the command of Yah that he sent the Melaka unto Miriam and say, you're going to conceive. That's how it was birthed. That's how the power of Yahshua is birthed in us, by the hearing of the word of Yah. That's why the enemy calls you to fight against truth and reject and resist truth. That's why the enemy calls us to resist the mushah, the instructions or the corrections of Yah. That's why he calls us to do that. Because it is in the power of this truth, it is the revelation of Yah. We can see who he is. And once we understand the power of this manifestation in Yahshua, then we can see the greatness of Yah. To us, Yahweh the Most High is not great. We say it with a verbal expression, but there is no action, or there's no live it personality that shows us that we believe that he is great. Our conversation shows us how great we think he is. The way we live shows us how great and awesome we think he is. He's not great to us. Because he is something that has been formed in our minds by this corrupt image. He has not been formed by the living power of his truth, Yahshua. His Torah has not formed this image in our mind. That's why we defy it. That's why we break it. That's why we don't walk in the perfect liberty of Almighty Yahweh. You up today and you're bound tomorrow. You're bound the next day and you're bound all week. You have no liberty. You're drawn by the world. The appetite of the world draws you. Their appearance, their physical appearance, their false illusion draw you, and you think that they have it. That's sickening there. To me, that is one of the most juvenile things. You have no security. Hallelujah. I see a world that is broken, full of hellishness and wickedness, full of miseries and sorrows, homes broken like hell, unfaithfulness, uncommitment. That's what I see, sickness and disease. Children given to hell, their daughters whores, their sons are effeminate perverts. That's what I see. I don't see a world that has what they esteem, Juliet or whatever the Jezebel's name, these Hollywood starlets. They go out of their way to see them, some football, basketball player, some man putting a ball in the hoop and drinking and getting drunk after that. That's what they esteem. I don't see no excitement in that. I esteem the Most High. I find excitement in that. In the promises of Yah. Why? Because there's one thing that I do know, my friends. You're going to die like me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. This life is going to end. You can beg and plead, but you're still going to die. That's a fact of the matter. That's a fact. And so I'd rather take delight in the promises of Yah than the promises of Sears and Roebuck. You got to go back to the days to understand that, all right? Than the promises of Sears and Roebuck. Do you all hear that? I'd rather take confidence in the promises of Almighty Yah. So in Yah was this life, and this life was the light to open up our vision to whom he was. Is that not what light does? Does it not dissipate all darkness? We have light and we may have shadows, but we can see everything in here. You could drop a pin on the floor, you could find it. In darkness you cannot find it. And so that's what that life of Yah, that's what his life is. It is to bring light. It is to illuminate. It is cause the mind and the conscience to be aware of this one that made all things. Not through some form of evolution. Not through some boom. Some microbiotic. But it's through the power of his living word. He spoke. And the trees began to rise out of the ground and bearing fruits. Come on, Israel. He spoke and the cow he formed and the cow began to roam. That's what he did. And so that's what Yahshua is. He's the light. He brings light of the excellence of the presence of Yah. It reveals the power of the Most High. We're not at awe at even at the sky. We're not at awe at even the sun, the moon. We're not even at all at the physical being of man that always bring me into a captive state. It always. The walk of man is a perpetual falling, and yet he walks upright. Now the monkey got to get down on all four after a while. The baboon and also the gorilla. But a man, he starts on four and he walks upright. And he never goes back to the four. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Now, this thing here is nothing but a glob of cholesterol, fat, and water. And yet it is the centrality, it's the central thing of life. This is where the word of Yah courses and calls the heart to be shapen. It reveals the power and reveals unto us the brilliancy of his light that shines. Man can look at an array of colors and he is just aghast with that, isn't he? Oh, look at those colors. I'll never forget. Evangelist Hartsfield said to me 25 plus years ago. He said to me, Brother Roberts, I want to tell you something. He said the spectrum of the colors of Yah, they're so profound that even the visual eye of man cannot even detect it. It cannot even perceive it. Have you ever seen pictures of the ocean with fish and coral reefs that is so beautiful that have been taken by digital cameras? Don't you know some of those cameras will show 300 million colors? How can you have 300 million? And man can detect that. What do you think a ray is with Yah? And you see the beauty of that and you're just overtaken by that. You look at certain birds and the colors in those birds are so brilliant and so beautiful. You just become, my, how can this be? And the colors are so vivid and alive. And the awesomeness of a little thing like that. And the beauty of the colors that emanates from that little thing. What is Yah? See, we can't see the beauty of Yah because our minds are so, they're so seared. They're so clogged with worldliness and wickedness that the light of Yahshua cannot shine through. It cannot shine through at all. When this darkness, we're in a darkness that scripture calls it Hoshaka. Hoshaka is a darkness that can be felt. And when you shine light in that, you can't even see the light. You cannot even see the light. They call it, Dr. Hawkins there in London, he calls it the dark hole. That even light cannot penetrate it. It cannot even shine through it. It cannot. The stars that light cannot even penetrate the star. Do you all hear that? The light cannot even penetrate. It cannot even go through it. It reflects it. It reflects it. Light cannot go through. That's this generation. The light of Yahshua doesn't shine in this generation. That's why you that have something, you better hold on. You better hold on. You better hold on. Because we have not hit the rough patches of the sea yet. You have not. And if you can't stand in these light afflictions, you're not going to stand when the trials are great. Don't tell me during tribulations you're going to stand. You're not. You're going to curse Yah and you're going to die. Just like Eeyore's wife said, curse him and die. You're going to do that. You not have not even since the great trials, and shall try you. He told us we will suffer. Many are the affliction of the Sujik. And we're not being afflicted much, are we? Because we're lazy, we're shiftless, and we don't want to walk in the truth of Yah. We don't want to know what he says. That's why I delight when any man stands here and gives me a word. I don't care how simple it is. I don't care of his speech, as long as it's the truth. As long as it's the truth. I delight in truth. Because it does one thing for me. Can I tell you what it does? It corrects me. It corrects me. It corrects me. It corrects me. It judges me. It sets my feet aright. That's what the Torah does. Hallelujah. And sometimes brother may speak, they don't understand the nuances that are coming out of their speech because They are so in tune with trying to appease the ears of the hearers. I will, my brother. They are so in tune with trying to appease the ears of the hearer that it sounds appropriate, proper, and correct. That they don't even sense the little nuances of strength and the saying, because they have ears to hear, but they cannot hear. It doesn't concern me one bit at all how you interpret what I speak. And if you're not led by the Ruach of Yah, you're not a son. And if you're a place where our matters are false, vile thing raised up by hell, you better run. You better run. You better run for your life. And if you're in a place where he speaks with the directive of Yah by the Ruah, then you better hear. And when you hear, you better obey. Because if you don't obey, he's going to curse. Yah has not changed. He's the same. Hallelujah. He's the same, brothers and sisters. The scripture says in Yochanan chapter 1 verse 5, I stop there. It says in Yochanan chapter 1 verse 5, and the light shines into Hoshach, darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness cannot understand the light of Yahshua. That's why our minds are so filled with darkness, and the enemy has shaped our minds. I'm going to have to teach on that in great details, how that the world has bewitched the minds of the people. And so it has brought us into this enclave of darkness. And so everything that we see it obscurely, because we don't have the light of this righteousness of Yah, and that is the viable testimony of Yahshua shining in us. So we gauge things by this dark perception that we look at it, we can't see it clearly, and so we internalize it through this modem of darkness, and it never brings light out. You cannot take something corrupt and add it to something that is pure and pristine and think it is not going to be corrupt. You cannot take the pure word of Yah and try to take our religious learnings and try to apply those principles to that and think that it's going to produce the light. It's not going to produce that living testimony. And the testimony among these whole houses, among us, it is not one that is of life. It is not a testimony of life. It does not speak of the excellence of Yah. It speaks on the lust of man. That quote, I want to say that quote, God, thank the Lord Jesus. He blessed me with this. He gave me this. And honey, he gave me a big house. And I got a new cow. That's lies. And David said that it is your testimonies of the power of your might unto Israel, bringing them out of the bondage of darkness and causing the light Yahshua to shine in the midst of them, that they will be emanating with the power from above high. That's the testimony. And Yah is real. Not that a car supersedes the testimony of Yah. Job, I got a job. Oh, Yah gave me the job. He gave you nothing. How did he give you that when you're not even faithful? Come on. The ashes of Yah caused no sorrow. That was no blessing of Yah. That's your wickedness. You probably lied on the application. Dress it up, make yourself look nice. Come on, you hypocrites. You never fill out an application for a job. You know you made things look right and nice. It's not a one of you all. Overqualified yourself. Come on. Just be honest. That's the nature of the worldly mindset. And to say we have not done that, you're liars. We all are. Have you done it, preacher? Well, sure I have. When I got employed at IBM, I dressed that thing up. You know why they called me in for an interview? Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why? The first thing they said, your penmanship, my, you wrote this? Sure I did. Sure. I can write with my left hand with my right hand. I said, sure. And they were all at the penmanship. But of course, the application was fudged up. Add a little this. Forgive me, Yah. Forgive me, quote, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. And for us to sit here and say we haven't, we're liars. We're flat out liars, and the truth of Yah is not in us. It is one thing that Yah will always do. He will deal with the corrupt thing that is in us, Yisrael. And there are hidden things in us that we just do not see and we don't identify. That's why you got to get the light to shine. You got to let that light shine down deep, brothers and sisters. We got to get this word deep in us, that those little hidden things in us will not, those little hidden darkened seeds that wait for the first rain to come, they will not rise up and choke out the word of Yah. But we must be just brutally honest with ourselves that to say that we have not practiced those forms, we are dishonest. The best of the CEOs practice that. We can see that with those in the Senate and congressmen and women. They forge their resume and make it look spartan. They put things in there that know that no one is not going to check on it. They give them high visibility. And anyone that has worked on a job has done that. Hallelujah. They've done that. Hallelujah. In our daily verbiage, we say things or we amplify things in the way that we shouldn't do it. We add verbiage and superlatives to make it look more exciting, to make it look more rosy. Instead of saying, Jack said no. Well, you know, Jack said, well, he had this expression. Well, that's what Jack just said, no. And that's the way we do things. Well, I believe Yah said that, but now I just want to say this. No, that's what he said. Oh, I believe that. You're a liar. You don't believe it. Just be honest. Just be honest. And then when one is honest, then maybe Yah can deal with one. But you become honest enough. When there's integrity in Israel, then maybe Yah can deal with us. He's got to straighten us out first. Hallelujah. He's got to put the rod. And I'm glad he has a rod. Are we sons of Yah? He receives us today. So every son that he received, he chastened and he scored. Be time. Okay. So he put the rod to our hips. He stripped us down to make us naked. That's what the word does. It shows you what you are. That's what it shows us. We are a naked, unclean thing. We're an unclean thing undone. We need Yah's help. We need the light of Yahshua to shine. We need this living word to shine deep in us. We need to find out every little thing that corrupts us, alter our mindset, our thoughts. We need that, brothers and sisters. I don't want to die without the knowledge of Yahweh. I'm honest with you. I don't want to die that way. There's no other reason for me to live but this assurance that I get from the strong. Nothing else. What if I gain the world? I lose my soul. What have I gained? Really nothing. If I have tens of millions of dollars, I'm going to still die. The rich die and the poor. And they're equal in death. Because the rich is forgotten, so is the poor. They're all forgotten, brothers and sisters. So we must live as unto Yah. I'm living to live. I want to see His face. I want to see the face of Yahshua. I'm living to live. Hallelujah. And this is the bread that feeds us daily. And you're not going to be strong without eating this bread daily. You're not going to have the strength that you need. You're going to have a superficial strength, but it's not going to be the real strength. You're not going to be able to combat the enemy without feeding yourself with this living bread. We feed ourselves with biscuits, wonderful peach cobbler, beautiful striper, bass, and all of those things. And yet we go and we slumber. But this is what gives us life here. The word of Yah. You got to eat this living bread. You got to eat the body of Yahshua. His body is meat indeed. What is his body? The word of Yah. You must eat that daily. You got to eat that. That's the best diet that one could ever discipline themselves by. You don't have to worry about eating this and that. Eat this. This will discipline your mind, your walk, your body, your thoughts, your ideas, your concept. It will discipline your life. It brings about a change. It always began here. It's a sweet thing to see the sun rise in the morning. And that's what this light does. When the light of the living word of Yahshua shines at you, it brings about a radical change. Your emotions change. Your depression, it fades away. It fades away. Your oppression. The reason we oppress and depress and suppress because we're not into this. Hallelujah. You want to see what the word of Yah says. We must. This must be our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. Daily bread. Hallelujah. This you got to have, whether you have grits in the morning or not. You got to have this. This you got to have, whether you have a bagel and sour cream or not. This you got to have. This is your daily staple of life. You got to have this. And the enemy has caused us all to be anemic because we don't like this daily bread. We like gossip and folly, but we don't want this daily bread. Hallelujah. I'm getting sidetracked, but that's all right. Yah works out all things for his purpose. Hallelujah. All right. All things for his purpose. For we know that all things work for the top of them. They love Yah. We call according to his purpose. Then this will work for his favor too. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read a little farther. There's so much to this. And I simply want to touch on things that will cause you to continue in the light of truth. David says in Tehillim, Psalms 43. He says unto Yah, he says, O Yahweh, 43 verse 3. He says, send out your light, your ur, your enlightenment, your knowledge, your spiritual guidance. He says, send out your light and your truth, your imat. He said, let them lead me. Now, this is what David said. That we know that Yahshua is the light of Yah. He is the life, and in that life was light. And we know that Yahshua is the word made flesh. And we know that the Torah of Yah is his imat, his truth. So he said, let them lead me, yeah? Let them bring me to your Kadosh Hill and to your tabernacle. We know that the word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, is a lamp unto our feet. And the word of Yahweh is a light unto our pathway. Yahshua is the light that enlightens us into the derrick or the path that brings us in the presence of Yah, that we can enjoy the fullness of Almighty Yahweh. In the presence of Yah is fullness of joy, and in his right hand there are pleasures evermore. Why is it that this religious world, only when someone dies, they go to the Torah and comfort one, and that it's just pertinent for death? There's not a funeral in America that they don't go and read Psalms 23. They read that. If that is validity now, it has always had great validity. It is truth. They read it, but they truly do not read it. They don't read it. And so they withdraw things out of the old covenant to establish a corrupt doctrine, and yet they reject the Torah of Yah. So it is the light, it is the Torah, it is His truth. It is the light of that Torah that guides us. Yahshua is the living word of Yah. He is the truth of Yah. He is the power of His faithfulness, His Amen. That's what Yahshua is. And from that, this power of light resonates. It shines and gives us hope. Reveal the promises of Yah unto us. We're not children that are walking in darkness. As we see the light, let us walk ye in the light. As you understand the Torah of Yah, walk in the Torah. How do we do it? Well, by the power of His Ruach, His Spirit. You don't resist truth. You don't resist what Yah says. And we are people that combat. We are very combative. Hallelujah. We are that way. We're very combative. We're not combative against one another. We're combative against Him. And that is just a reflection as how we deal with each other. You don't trust Him, so you don't trust one another. Hallelujah. David says that send out your light. And Yahshua, the word of Yah, speaks in Yahkahan, John 12:49. Yahshua speaks, he declares, for I have not spoken of myself. Yahkahan, John 12:49. Is that not what he says? He said, for I have not spoken of myself, but Yahweh, the Abba, which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say. Is that what he says? So he was commanded what he should speak. He gave him a commandment, and what I should speak. Verse 50. And I know that his mitzvah, his commandment is what? Life. It is life, everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as Yahweh the Abba said to me, so I speak. That's why I speak it. Now, this cannot be made known unto us unless there's a revelation of Torah to that, is it? Now, someone of you, one of your brothers, turn to Tehillim, Psalms 27:1. Find that quickly and stand up and read that for me. This is why David says this in Tehillim, Psalms 27 and verse 1. If you find that, stand up and read it for me. All right, let him read it for me, Brother Yosef. Come on, Brother Pat. Yahweh is what? He is my light. He is my light. In him was life, and the life was the light to the world. Who was in him? Yeshua. He is the word that was in Yah. He is the word made flesh. In him, read again, brother. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
Of whom shall I be afraid? So is Yahshua the living word of Yah?
Yes.
Do we have confidence in that word? Toda, my brother. Is that the strength of assurance for our salvation?
Yes.
There is no other light that has shined unto men. And this is the light that Yah has caused to shine unto us.
Yes.
Yahweh is our light. He is our life. And in him is the light of the knowledge of his truth. And Yahshua is the light of whom Yah is. You cannot see Yahweh unless you see Yahshua. You cannot, I don't care what those that call themselves Yahdims and their traditions and their edifice, it has no power at all. You cannot see the power of Yah unless you see the light. You must see the light. And Yahshua is the light of Almighty Yah. In that light is light. They can have their relics and all they want. It means nothing. Has no power. It is formality. It is a show. But it has no power at all. They can wear their plasteries. They can do it all. But it has nothing. Why? Because scripture points us to something. I want to read this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something that a scripture that I wrote. And it says here in the book. It says that when the rich young ruler came unto Yahshua, and he asked him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Yahshua spoke unto him and says unto him, what does the commandments of Yah say? What do the commandments of Yahweh command you? He said, then if you want eternal life, then you do what the commandments of Yahweh commands you. There is no eternal life outside of the parameter of the commandments of the mitzvah of Yah. We have been deceived, brothers and sisters. Religion gives you a little feeling on Sunday to make you feel well. But what the righteousness of Yah does, it brings light unto whom he is. And he becomes real unto us. We were singing the song, yes, Yah is real. I can feel him in my inward parts. I know he is real. Well, he is not reality unto us because we have this diluted conscious of perception of him that he is not real. We don't believe his judgments are real. We don't believe what he says. We don't believe that. We sidestep what he says. He says, he commanded us, we sidestep it for our own emotions and our own feelings. But we say we love him, don't we? We're liars. We don't love him. We say we love him, keep not his commandments. We are those that walk not in the truth. of Yahweh at all. We're not walking in the truth. We're walking in lies. And we're not walking in His emat. Scripture says, hallelujah. I want to read this. It says here in the book of Yochanan, First John. As the Shulishim, as he speaks unto the assembly of believers, those purchased by the dam of Yahshua, this testimony of evidence before them that he was trying to, among them, to promote the sincerity of the Shalom of Yah and the joy to have this viable living testimony. When one has the testimony of Yahshua, you can look at their expression and you will know that they have the joy or the viability of the joy of Yah in them. We look at each other. Come on, just look at your neighbor. Just turn to someone. I tell you what, turn to someone you're not familiar with. You do that because that's your son or your daughter, your wife. But just turn to someone you don't know. Come on. No, just look there. Now you see the strength of Yah there. You see the strength of Yah. Now, I don't see it here. In any of us. You speak because of respect to person. You speak that because you have respect. And say, yeah, I see it. It's an elder Biden. It's an elder Biden. It's in Deacon Horn now. We do it because of respect to person. That's why we do it. He's a deacon. No, that means nothing. He's a pastor. That means nothing. Don't mean nickel with a rat's dung. We speak because of emotions. We speak because of feelings. That's how we speak. But it's not something that resonates. We speak because of perception. But a man that has the spirit of Yah, the law of the Ruach, he judges all things. And he judges by the Torah of Yah. We've all missed the mark. We've all fallen short. We just don't have that innate power that resonates from us. That's the fact. The fact of the matter. We might as well be totally honest. We may come up from the state of mind that we're in. It's almost like that we're so superficial. We tell lies. How do I look? You look nice, but I don't like that. But well, you just said I look nice. You said you look a mess. You said to my wife for the month, I said, you look a mess in that. She said, Pastor Robert, I knew you were. I said, well, I'm telling you, you look like a tacky. You look a mess. What do you do? I wear the same thing over and over. I wear the same thing. Throw a pair of blue jeans and a shirt. That's it. It's not anything that makes me. It is Yah that makes Yisrael. So my perception is not based upon a fancy suit. That's not it. My strength is not based upon that. When I deal with men, they know they're dealing with a man. Period. And you will think about Yah, he's brutally honest with us. He tells us that you all have sinned, all fallen short. Go cleanse yourself. You sinners, purify yourself. And so our perception of one another is upon this imagery that we have of each other. Say, well, oh, he's not. Yeah, I see the power of Yah. You see nothing. You see nothing. He's not far among us. That's why Yah raised up the Nobi. Our only strength is that we have the living word. That's it. And because Yahshua lives, then we can face the opposition of tomorrow. Don't tell me you have strength. Sometimes you don't have strength to pray. You don't have strength to come to the tabernacle. Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't pretend. Just be real. You come in here, it's just an action or movement. Hallelujah. And so that's why the letter was written by Yochanan to promote the joy, the strength of the living testimony. I believe what the word says, and when I enter his house, I'm going to sing. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice. Oh, I'm going to do that. Do you feel like I have that? He commanded me just to rejoice. What has that to do with me, how I feel? But then again, he said, rejoice. Then rejoice. How? Just do it. So it has nothing to do with my emotional handicaps. It has to do with all what the word of Yah says. And so we must be brutally honest. The word of Yah is brutally honest with us. All this word does is judge, crush. Every time it judge, it cuts, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So if it cuts me, it cuts you. Then it lets us know we're not fitted in the place that Yah intends for us to be. We're not in your shul like we ought to. Hallelujah. The generation that we are offended by the honesty and things that are direct. It is that what shapes and molds one and builds strength and character. That's what builds one. Even when Yahshua said that this bread is not meant for the dog, the woman said, truly it's so. I know I'm a dog, but if you just let me eat the crumbs, that would satisfy me. He said, my. She did not say, who are you to call me a dog? Now, you just don't know, honey. I was born in the royal house of Sithenia. You don't know me. Hold up, mister. No. Honey, you're not. You don't know who you're messing with now. Baby. No. You barked up the wrong tree now. You call me a dog? You call me a dog? No, baby. You could have said that to them over there, honey. But I got pedigree, baby. No, baby. We're going to talk a little bit. You see, that's how we respond. She says, sure, you're right. I understand. But if you just allow me to eat the crumbs, that's enough. That's enough. And to be not honest with ourselves like that. I've been a liar, y'all help me. I've been false with my brother. We're not honest like that. I've shown malcontent, discontent. I show my partiality. We're not honest like that. I don't like this brother, this sister because of my own wickedness. You're not honest enough. And you're going to die miserable as hell. You're going to die in your sickness. You got quiet, didn't you? In truth, yeah. We're not honest enough. So be honest. As Yahshua is with us, He gives us the honest truth. I'm going to read this and I'm going to close, all right? I didn't steal the message, but that's all right. A little bread and a little water, we will eat from this, all right? I will tell you, I have not studied. I have looked at scriptures and I have pondered. But I was just not certain what to speak today. And sometimes, Yah, He does it that way. Hallelujah. For people that have abused His truth, and we have abused it, when He shows us His mercies and His kindness, it says in 1 John chapter 1:1, that which was from the Bereshit of the Bereshit, from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, whom we have looked upon, our hands have handled the word of life. We have declared unto you this Torah of life, Yahshua. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. And we bear witness and show to you that eternal life, which was with, and the word was with, Yah, the function, the indication of where this word was. And we, which was with the Abba, and was manifest to us through Yahshua. He says, we announce to you that which we have seen and heard, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with Yahweh the Abba and with His Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And these things are right, or these things write we to you, that your joy may be empty, that your joy may be full. See, now if you hear this, then there ought to be a fullness of the joy of Yah. And you will know that is there because when you hear the word of Yah, it causes the old man to agree, Yah. It causes the old folks will be in what they call the old man corner. They would, preach it. That's right. When the correction comes, that your joy may be full. And it's one thing that light does. It brings about a joy like nothing else. Is that not the truth? Sure it does. You can be miserable upon your bed, sickly. But it's something you can stare at the window all night. As you began to see the sun rises, it began to alter everything. It began to change your mood, your thoughts, your attitude. It began to create a little hope, a little joy in you. It began to alter everything. That's what the light does. And when this light of life began to shine from us, it creates a whole different perspective and attitude. Not just in you, but those that sense the greatness of the light of this revelation of Yahweh that is in us. We are cloaked, and this light has been covered by our own corruption and sins and our tradition and our wickedness, whereby no one can even see the light. We can't even see it. It's one thing that light does. You do things much better in the light. I don't care whether you're exercising, whether you're working. It is just the natural biological body mechanics. And it works better. You drive better. You can see clearer. You understand. Your perception is keener, is sharper. We have the light of Yahshua, our spiritual perception. They're sharper, they're keener. We are in tune with the word of Yah. Because we have not the power of this light. And darkness emanating us. We can't see the word clearly. Our understanding is not fruitful. We don't have the fullness of his joy. Our actions are superficial. They're false. They're based upon respect of person, respect of ideas. I care about what the scripture says. Hallelujah. That means nothing. I don't care about your feelings. Your emotions mean nothing to me. Period. I care about what the word of Yah says. You can get all emotional all you want. You parents, have you had children to fall on? And you just looked at them and said, all right, that's all right. When you get up, I got something for you. You take the rod and you skin that butt. Hallelujah. You whip that butt. That's what the word of Yah says. May Yah barak you. We told Yah for that. May he strengthen us all, you that are listening by the live stream. Ah, my! And the place would be packed out. Wouldn't have room. Woo! But Yah knows all things. You that are listening, may he barak you this day and strengthen you. There are those that are very faithful to the works here, their gifts and offerings. We do bless you all. They're very kind and very faithful. There's a sister. This is the Velma there in Louisiana. She's a very precious sister. Her gifts, her kindness. Sister Mariana there in Indiana. And there are many of the brothers and sisters, your gifts. Brother Paul Nissan, I was talking with Elder Thomas about Brother Paul Nissan. I wish I had brought the letter he wrote. He said, Pastor Roberts, he said, well, every time I listen, I'm enlightened even the more. And the words, he said, don't stop preaching the way you preach. Keep preaching it like this. He says, and Brother Paul Nissan travels the world. He's gone away from home most of the year. And here's a man that reproved him. He's listening. And he said that day in your office was one of the most radical transformations of my life, Pastor Roberts. Because the preacher does not back down. You understand? And he writes me the other day, he said, Pastor, I was in Calgary, Canada, doing a speech. He said, and everywhere he goes, he tells the people, listen to this preacher right here. Just listen. Hey, listen. He said, I was in Calgary, Canada, and I was doing a seminar there, speech, and there was a family, and I told them, listen to this preacher. And he said, I'm telling you, they are hooked. They're already hooked, Pastor Roberts. It's a great delight. Just keep preaching the way you preach. And you must understand that Brother Paul Nissan was brought up in what we call, quote, a Jewish home environment. Unquote. When I first met him, his handshake was shoddy and his embracing was Now when he sees the preacher, when he embraced me and he puts his arms around me, there's something of strength. I hate a wimpy hug and a soft sponge handshake. You gonna hug me, hug me. Give me no chump hug. I'm a man. Tell them I'm not hugging a man. But you better hug me right. I hate the most spongy hugs. I want something. They're superficial. Yeah. Nah, put something here, man. Put your chest up to mine. Let me feel that. Come on. That's what I want. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want to feel it. Don't you wives want a hug from your man like that, your husband? You want to feel that thing? I want to feel it from my brother. Come on. That's the trustworthiness there. That's, come on. When a man doesn't hug, he doesn't trust you, he gives you a superficial hug. Hey, brother. When a man hugs you, you know you're getting a hug. Hallelujah. Man is man. Don't find too many men that are that's a man's man. Come on, Brother Patrick. We bless you all again that are listening on the live stream. We wish you all were here with us. Cause His light to shine upon us mightily. May He help us all. We need that help, brothers and sisters. Let us stand to our feet. Yabarakyo. Hallelujah. Come on. You that are listening, Shalom Yisrael, we are Hava. We love you in Yahshua. May His Esha, the blessings of Yah, fill the house of Yisrael. This is for Yisrael. Come on. Hallelujah. For we do delight in Yahshua, the revelation of our Abba. We pray for Israel. We told you for the many that have joined us today on the live stream. And all of our brothers and sisters gathered in the nations around the world on the Shabbat. Strengthen us, O Yah, for we need you. Bless us all and keep us. Take your people home safely. Protect them all, we ask. In the most magnanimous and excellent name, Yahshua HaMashiach. And the house of Israel cried, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.